Hi, my name is Ben Armstrong.
Hi, this is David Koch.
My name is Thomas Maurer.
Hi, I'm Donna Sarkar.
Hi, my name is Lana Montgomery.
Hi, I'm Seth Warez.
Hi, I'm Aaron Thomas.
I'm Jess Dodson.
Hi, I'm Rocky Heckman.
Hi, I'm Sonia Kapp.
Hi, I'm Troy Hunt.
Hello, this is Wally Mead.
My name is Reid Purvis.
Hi, I'm Lars Klink.
Hi, my name is Alan Birchall.
Hi, I'm Adam Fowler.
Hi, I'm Scott Guthrie, and you're listening to the Need to Know podcast.
All the latest Microsoft Cloud news, as well as industry guest deep dive conversations. It's a Need to Know podcast. All thanks to the CIA Ops patron community. The Need to Know podcast. Catch us on Twitter and Facebook, N2K Podcast, and online at ciaops.podbean.com.
Welcome along to a Need to Know podcast. My name is Robert Crane, and we are now in the FAQ episode. The FAQ are designed as a shorter, deeper dive into some of the technologies around Microsoft 365. Now, you can contact me on the Twitters at DirectorCIA. You can also hit me up via email, director@ciaops.com. And again, make any suggestions or any feedback you have about any of these episodes. Remember that, like I said, the FAQs are the shorter, deeper dive ones into the technologies around Microsoft 365, and our other episodes are the longer form interviews that we run regularly. So for FAQ number 20, we are going to have a bit of a talk about the baselines that Microsoft provide to us when it comes to security. So the idea with a baseline is that these are best practices recommendations from Microsoft that you are designed to recommended that you take on board as your, at least your initial starting point. Now, we're finding more and more baselines are finding their way into different Microsoft products, from Exchange to Endpoint Manager. Now, what I'm going to start off with are the baselines in Endpoint Manager. So if you go to endpoint.microsoft.com, you select Endpoint Security. In there, you will find an option called Security Baselines. Now, in those baselines, you'll find one for Windows 10, Defender ATP, and Edge. Now, we are expecting one for our Office applications as well to appear shortly. Now, the concept with the baseline is that if you have a look inside there, there will be probably a number of different versions. So Microsoft will update these on a regular basis. So for example, the Edge one was the last, or the previous one was basically in April, and they've just released a new one now that you can take advantage of. So you'll see any versions, any previous ones that are available there. And what you can do is you can use those as the base and create your own policies based on that. So the idea is that you take the baseline that Microsoft provides, you create a new profile or a new policy from those baselines, and then in the custom profile that you create, you go in and make any customizations or adjustments to suit your environment. Now, generally, you won't need to do that. They're very good. They work generally out of the box. But for example, when I implemented the Edge baseline initially, it tended to block all attachments, right? All extensions. So what that meant was I had to go in and I had to create an exception in my policy to allow for extensions, because I wanted to use things like LastPass and basically also some other custom ones that I have. GetPocket is another example. So I'd made that adjustment, pushed that out as the baseline to all my machines, and everything worked quite well. Now, what will happen is over time, as I mentioned, Microsoft will release a new version of their baseline for Edge in this case, and you'll see it in the console. Now, what you can do is when this new policy appears, you can basically select it and update your existing policy with the new baselines Microsoft have provided. Now, the really good thing that Microsoft allow you to do is you can either take any or keep any customizations you have in your policy. So this means that an updated baseline will not overwrite any customizations you've made. Or if you want, you can start afresh and overwrite everything and start again. So generally what you want to do is keep an eye when the new policy appears, and then you can actually go in here and you can compare baselines. So if you are using, for example, the baseline from April, you can compare that to the new baseline. You'll get a spreadsheet report which will show you any differences between the two policies, so you can troubleshoot and determine whether that's going to have any impact for you. When you're happy, you can then basically take that new baseline, and you can then go and apply that to your existing baseline and update any of those settings. So for example, you would see that there'd be a warning in your console that would say this baseline version is superseded or out of date and or deprecated. And then what you can do basically is you can select that and then again update this with the newer version that is available, and you'll be given the option to again keep any of the customizations that you have. Now, of course, we have basically, like I mentioned, baselines in here for Windows 10 Defender ATP, so the AV side of things, and also Edge for your browser. We're expecting one for Office in a short period of time as well, so keep an eye out for that. Now, these live basically in the same space as Intune and those sort of policies. I would suggest to you that a best practices approach is that if you're going greenfields, if you've never applied any policies, then you would apply these baseline policies first, get them all working as desired. They'll cover probably the majority of your bases. And then if you want, you can then use the individual endpoint security policies, AV, disk encryption, firewall, whatever, and then any Intune policies if you want to. But generally what we find out of the box is that Windows 10 Defender ATP and the Edge baseline will cover most of the bases that you need. And the really good thing about this is that as those baselines are improved and enhanced over time, it's just a simple matter of updating those policies compared to what Microsoft provides to keep you current. So it's not going to be a lot of work that needs to be done, and you'll generally be current, and all the devices that are in that policy will also be current. Now, if you are using Intune already and haven't moved to endpoint, best practice there is create a new group, assign that an endpoint baseline policy, and then move devices in basically over time. So that's going to make it much easier to obviously get to a standard baseline and then keep it at the most current as recommended by Microsoft. Now, another example of where we're beginning to see this concept of baselines is with Exchange. So all the policies that we have in Exchange, things like anti-spyware and, for example, malware detection, anti-spam, and so on, are managed inside our Exchange Online. Now, if you go into the protection.office.com and have a look at the threat management area, you'll find an option for policy. In the policy up the top, you'll see that there are two templated policy options, one called preset security policies and a configuration analyzer. So if we look at the preset security policies, basically Microsoft has two best practices approaches to policies it recommends and the settings inside those for Exchange. So it's going to have a standard protection, again, which is a bit more liberal than the strict policy, which is the other option. Now, the good thing is that all you need to do to apply these best practices policies is simply select them and enable them, and then Microsoft will add those to the environment that you have. Again, best practice is probably going to be if you start greenfield. So if you don't have any other policies apart from the default, go in and select the strict protection and enable that. That will then automatically create a number of Exchange and ATP. So it will create any Office 365, Defender for Office 365 policies that you need to do safe links, safe attachments, and so on. It'll do that for you out of the box automatically. So that makes it nice and easy over time. Now, we can also look at the configuration analyzer. So if you go into the configuration analyzer, it's going to compare the policy setup that you have in your Exchange Online filtering versus these best practices as recommended by Microsoft. So it's going to recommend and tell you whether things like your anti-spam, your anti-phishing, anti-malware are in line with what it considers to be best practice. Now, if you don't have a setting that is best practice, you'll see that you'll get a warning or whatever, and then you'll be able to go in and manually select that option and actually adopt Microsoft's best practice setting. So it's quite easy to do it in the interface there to make sure your alignment with the Microsoft policies if you already have something in place. The option will also be available to have a look at the history of the configuration, give you an idea of how close you have been over time to the Microsoft configurations. That's a good way to, if you're doing improvements slowly over time, to make sure that you don't get any clashes or any issues. That's a really good way to do that. So again, you will find this in the security compliance area. You'll find it under threat management, under policy. At the top of the page, you'll find templated policies. This is for Exchange Online. You'll have a preset security policies and also a configuration analyzer. Now, the expectation is over time will we see more and more of these baseline policies begin to, you know, creep into all the Microsoft services that will allow you to secure your environment to Microsoft's recommended best practices. Again, the idea here is make sure that you are aware of these and you are conforming to these as best you can. There might be a few exceptions required for each individual environment, but generally these are going to make your environment much, much safer. So again, remember that you'll find the device ones in Endpoint Manager. So go to Endpoint Manager, go to Endpoint Security and look for security baselines, and you will find them for Exchange in your emails in the Security Compliance Center and under Threat Management and then under Policy. So take a look at those, implement them, and certainly would recommend that everybody look at doing that to make their environment much, much safer. So again, thank you for listening to this shorter FAQ episode from myself and the CIOps, and I will speak to you in the next episode.
You have been listening to the Need to Know podcast from CIAOps. For training on using technologies like SharePoint Online or Microsoft 365, visit www.ciaopsacademy.com. By purchasing from the selections available, you'll be directly supporting this podcast. To provide feedback on this episode, visit www.ciaops.com/contact.